Hi, this is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital, and today's topic is what you need to know about home price news. What you need to know about home price news. The National Association of Realtors will release its latest existing home sales report tomorrow. The information it contains on home prices may cause some confusion, could even generate some troubling headlines. This all stems from the fact that National Association of Realtors will report the median sales price, while other home price indices report repeat sales prices. The vast majority of the repeat sales indices show prices are starting to appreciate again, but the median price reported on Thursday may tell a different story. Here's why using the median home price as a gauge of what's happening with home values isn't ideal right now. According to the Center for Real Estate Studies at Wichita State University, the median price measures the middle price of homes that sold, meaning that half of the homes sold for a higher price and half sold for less. While this is a good measure of the typical sale price, it is not very useful for measuring home price appreciation because it is affected by the composition of homes that have sold. For example, if more lower priced homes have sold recently, the median sale price would decline because the middle home is now a lower priced home, even if the value of each individual home is rising. People buy homes based on their monthly mortgage payment, not the price of the house. When mortgage rates go up, they have to buy a less expensive home to keep the monthly expense affordable. More less expensive homes are selling right now, and it's causing the median price to decline. But that doesn't mean any single home lost value. Even National Association of Realtors, an organization that reports on median prices, acknowledge their limitations to what this type of data can show you. National Association of Realtors explains changes in the composition of sales may distort median price data. For clarification, here's a simple explanation of median value. You have three coins in your pocket. Line them up in ascending value, lowest to highest. If you have one nickel and two dimes, the median value of the coins, the middle one in your pocket, is 10 cents. If you have two nickels and one dime, the median value of the coins in your pocket is now 5 cents. In both cases, a nickel is still worth 5 cents and a dime is still worth 10 cents. The value of each coin didn't change. The same thing applies to today's real estate market. The bottom line, actual home values are going up in most markets. The median value reported tomorrow might tell a different story. For a more in-depth understanding of home price movements, let's connect. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. We do this blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday. You can reach us at askbobgersh.com. If you'd like to connect with me, the best way is to go to askbobgersh.com. And or if you see me at the local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. We'll sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Again, this is Bob Gersh, East Coast Capital. And you can reach me at askbobgersh.com. And if I can be of any service to anyone, just reach out. Have a great day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. If I can be of any service, just let me know. Until next time.